Sheffield Live. Made in Sheffield, made by you.
Do you want to get your message heard? With low advertising rates and great sponsorship opportunities, Sheffield Live can help you reach thousands of local people. Get your campaign on Sheffield Live. To find out more about advertising on Sheffield Live, write to advertising@sheffieldlive.org or call 0114 281 4082. Do you like Sheffield Live? Why not become a friend of Sheffield Live? Sheffield Live is a community radio station, and friends of Sheffield Live are people in the community who make a regular donation to keep Sheffield Live on the air. Join the Friends of Sheffield Live by writing to friends@sheffieldlive.org or go online to sheffieldlive.org/friends.
Good morning. You're listening to In The Moment with me, Andrew Herbert, on Sheffield Live 93.2 FM. Very glad to have your company today. And we're featuring a fantastic 1998 album in our landmark release series, Two Blocks From The Edge. We've also got some more cracking tunes by Swedish songstress Fatima, and much, much more. Last hour we heard a new release by Swedish bass player Boris Kozlov. It's called Conversations at the Well, and it was just released on Crisscross Records. It features Boris Kozlov bass, Rudy Royston drums, and Dave Gilmore guitar. This tune is named Five. Thank you. Well, that's a cheerful tune, isn't it? It's called Five, and it's from Boris Kozlov's new album on Crisscross Records called Conversations at the Well. And it featured Boris Kozlov bass, Rudy Royston drums, and Dave Gilmore guitar. Boris Kozlov was born in Moscow in 1967. As a child, he played the piano and then the tuba and the trumpet. He went on to join the State Musical College and studied bass before picking up the acoustic bass, graduating in 1987. In 1989-91, he studied at State Academy of Music whilst touring the then USSR, Europe and USA with various jazz groups. And since 1995, he's been present on the New York recording scene, working with various pop music projects and the Charlie Mingus Big Band. You're listening to In the Moment, featuring the cream of improvised music from the 1920s through to the present day. And today we've got an album in our occasional landmark series featuring classic albums from the past. It's Michael Brecker's Two Blocks from the Edge, released in 1998 on Impulse Records. Brecker grew up in Philadelphia. He was exposed to jazz early because his dad was a lawyer and also a semi-professional pianist. He and his brother Randy, who's in a highly acclaimed trumpet player in his own right, listened to Duke Ellington and Miles Davis recordings during their childhood. Michael Brecker got his first sax age 11, and by high school he realised music was one of his biggest interests. In 1968, he arrived in New York and participated in the fusion band Dreams. A few years later, he was on the bandstand with no less than Horace Silver. Michael Brecker spent the 1970s wowing crowds with the popular funk of the Brecker brothers, and he began the 1980s with the album Steps Ahead, which confirmed his position amongst the foremost funk musicians of the time. He's collaborated with the likes of Pat Metheny, Chick Corea, Joni Mitchell and Jaco Pastorius, and that's brought his talent to the attention of new audiences. Michael Brecker made a string of recordings for Impulse in the late 80s through to the mid-90s, offering listeners a tour de force of his sax technique, composition, skills and band-leading prowess. Today on In the Moment, we're featuring his 1998 album Two Blocks from the Edge. It's an amazing demonstration of his abilities and musical verve. This song is written by Brecker and it's called Madame Toulouse. That was Michael Brecker's Madame Toulouse from his album Two Blocks from the Edge on Impulse Records, which was released in 1998 and is our landmark release album today here on In The Moment. You heard Joey Calderazzo piano, James Genus bass, Jeff Tamewatt's drums and Don Ayers percussion. You're listening to In The Moment on Sheffield Live 93.2 FM with me, Andrew Herbert. In addition to our featured classic album, we are also playing songs by London-based Swedish singer Fatima Bramah-Say, usually known as Fatima. She recently transferred to Blue Note Records after a number of recordings on Alexander Nutt and Floating Point's Iglo label and collective. She's just released an EP, it's called Still Dreaming, and she will be shortly re-releasing on Blue Note Records her classic debut album, which was called Yellow Memories and was one of the top records of 2014, together with previously unheard bonus songs. Stylistically, Fatima could be compared with the likes of Jill Scott, but her delivery has a light sweetness, even when confronting emotions such as heartbreak. One reviewer said of Fatima, she tackles the gamut of modern emotion, dissatisfaction, stagnancy, piety, the joys of self-actualization, the effects of technology, distance and loss. But she communicates these troubles with a honeyed, masterfully wielded croon that leaves you with the impression she's comforting you about them. Well, let's have a listen. This is a tune called Mine. Nice Fender Rhodes playing there at the end, and that was Fatima and a tune called Mind from her new EP on Blue Note Records, Still Dreaming. You're listening to In the Moment on Sheffield Live 93.2 FM, playing the cream of improvised music from the 1920s through to the present day. And we've got a musical treat for you now. Recorded in Tokyo's Orchard Hall before no less than Japanese royalty and a packed house, March the 31st, 1996, and then released 2 years later, we're going to hear a tune from an album by the extraordinary Keith Jarrett, together with his longtime trio members Gary Peacock, bass, and Jack DeJohnette, drums. A reviewer at the time said that the trio is, if anything, even sharper, swinging harder and more attuned to each other than ever. There was a strong Latin subtext in Tokyo that night. Tunes such as I'll Remember April opens with a long spare drum solo and becomes a high-spirited calypso-flavoured workout. We're going to listen to one of my favourite tracks from this album. It features the standard written by Frank Sinatra, Last Night When We Were Young, which segues into a Jarrett improv extravaganza called Caribbean Sky. Thank you. What wonderful playing there from Keith Jarrett and his trio of Gary Peacock bass and Jack DeJohnette drums. And that was Last Night When We Were Young, followed by Caribbean Sky from the album Tokyo 96. Today on In The Moment, we're featuring a 1998 album by sax player Michael Brecker. It's called Two Blocks From The Edge. Brecker initially made his reputation as a greatly in-demand studio player, able to tackle credibly commercial music. His records for Impulse, though, have all been strictly straight ahead, displaying his roots in John Coltrane and Ernie Watts. And Brecker's developed his own approach to the Coltrane sheets of sound playing, which include great lyricism at the same time. Of the ensemble that created Two Blocks From The Edge, Brecker says, "I've been with Joey since 86, that's Joey Calderazzo. We have a chemistry, he's able to read me well, and we have a similar energy. Don Alias's presence is great too. He has the ability to shift the mood, drive the band with nuances. James Genus has a great sound, his bass is really limber. And about Tane, that's Jeff Tane Watts, I can't say enough, he's one of the greatest drummers around right now. He has the ability to maintain a musical conversation while still swinging. He's constantly feeding ideas into the mix. Together, they not only make a solid rhythm section, but one that likes to take chances. With its energised grooves, soaring ideas and relentless swing, Two Blocks From The Edge always sounds like it's reinventing itself, and even, where are we, 18 years later, still sounds fresh and fantastic record." Brecker said happily, "This is my most natural record." Let's have a listen to a song written by Joey Calderazzo. It's called El Nino. Thank you. That's a lovely tune, and it's called El Nino. It's from Michael Brecker's 1998 album on Impulse Records called Two Blocks from the Edge. And you heard there Joey Calderazzo piano, James Jenner's bass, Jeff Tame-Watt's drums, and Don Alias percussion. That's the final track from the album that we'll hear today, but it's well worth checking out. And there's plenty of other tunes on there to get your teeth into if you like what you've heard. Now, for our final tune from featured Swedish vocalist Fatima today on In the Moment. It's from her Blue Note Records debut EP Still Dreaming, and with influences from her Senegalese Gambian mother, childhood in Sweden, and now a resident in London, Fatima manages to bring all these raw styles together. She has said that the combination between soul and electronic sounds is the future for her. And she said, on the other hand, it doesn't matter what instruments you've got to make tunes, the mind is the only thing that can limit yourself at the end of the day. Wise words there from 25-year-old Fatima. This is a tune called The Spirit.
Yeah.
That's the voice of Fatima and a tune called The Spirit from her new EP Still Dreaming on Blue Note Records. And she's got several more Blue Note Record albums in the pipeline, including a re-release of her 2014 album on Eaglow Records, Yellow Memories. Worth keeping an eye on her, a great talent in development. Well, that's almost it from In The Moment today. Thank you for your company. I hope you've loved the music as much as I have. Until we do it all again next time, do have a good week. Let's finish as we started today with a tune from American groove guitarist Grant Green. It's from one of the hardest funk LPs recorded during the later phase of his career, capturing a storming gig at Newark's Cliché Lounge in 1970. The album is called Alive, and the sweaty club atmosphere adds organic quality, not always perhaps present in the studio recordings. Grant Green's interest in modal jazz is reinforced on a recent CD reissue. It contains a spacey, grooving cover of Herbie Hancock's classic Maiden Voyage as a bonus track. Here is then Grant Green and his band with a tune composed by Don Covey and the legend that is Steve Cropper called Suki Suki. Thank you.
Hello, this is Matt Elders from Arctic Monkeys. You're listening to Sheffield Live.